Well, hello everyone. This is Life with Lex. You are now doing life with me. And if you don't know anything about me, welcome to the podcast. I want to tell you that this podcast episode is loaded with some really good information because on today's episode, I am talking about how not to get trapped by trauma, okay? But before we get into all that, I want to tell you a little bit about myself and my story. In 2010, I decided to give my life to Christ after the year before being miraculously stopped from a suicide attempt by my grandmother. I'm a sickle cell warrior and I am a trauma survivor. And I spend my life in the past 11 years purposely healing from trauma. And now my job over at thecherishedwoman.com is to help lead men and women into their purpose and out of trauma. All right. And my day job, how I pay the bills and what I do. I am a brand strategist and an accountability coach. So what I do is I help faith leaders, authors, and coaches connect well with their audiences online. And I also hold women accountable to the goals and the dreams they create to launch their brands, books, and businesses. And you can find me over at alexismlott.com. All right. Well, I told you today's episode is going to be really good. And I'm kind of piggybacking off the conversation that I had last podcast episode where we talked about Sha'Carri Richardson and living how what that situation with her taught me about living in the middle of needing both grace and truth, needing both healing, compassion, but also some straightforwardness and not being able to always escape the consequences of the things that we do wrong. And so on today's episode, I am bringing this to you and it has been sponsored by my very first 3-day prayer summit. It's called Teach Me How to Pray. It is happening September 28th through the 30th. And you can go to thecherishedwoman.com/pray and get signed up for that because I am feeling just this stirring from God to call women together so that we can pray and really seek God for ourselves, our families, and our world. And so in that 3-day summit, we are going to do just that. And in the morning times at 10 a.m., I'm going to go live and I'm going to teach on prayer. And then in the evenings, we will actually pray together at 8:30 p.m. And so that event is taking shape. There are lots of you signing up and I can't wait to see you there. But okay, enough with all that. Let's just dive into this episode, okay? So I am going to talk briefly about living in the and. I started to title this podcast episode that, but I was like, people won't really know what that means. But I want to talk to you about living in the and because I believe that it's so important for us to recognize and realize that two things about our lives can be equally true at the same time. And how when we live our lives in extremes, what we do is we end up being trapped by trauma. And unfortunately, here is what I found. Here's the power statement. You ready? That relational trauma can really leave a woman broken for several seasons of her life, not just the season when it happened. Okay. So here's the power statement. It is important to heal so that you do not stop growing at the age that you were wounded. Oof, it's heavy. I know that's really heavy because unfortunately when I, started to go through my intentional healing process, I realized that I was 27 years old with a 17-year-old girl still trapped in my body. And that 17-year-old girl screaming because she didn't get what she needed at 7 years old when her whole life started to change. And so here I was 2 decades later from when trauma began to happen to me in my childhood, where I mentally could not trust people, did not communicate well, did not understand my emotions, expected people to be perfect, expected them to love me, emotionally shut down, constantly ran from relationships, did not have any grace for anyone, let alone myself. And all those things were a product of not healing from trauma and not having anyone to walk me through some of the most damaging seasons of my life. So I want to talk to you about living in the and because I'll just go ahead and kind of spout off what it is that I found online. So I was on Instagram And this powerful quote was floating around, and it's from the Instagram account, Find Your Shine Therapy. So it's all one word. So it's at Find Your Shine Therapy. And she talked about how we need to be able to live understanding that two things can be equally true at the same time. You ready? If you are taking notes, this would be a really good time to take out a pen and a paper, okay? Number one, the first thing is you are resilient and you need a break, okay? So you can be resilient, you can bounce back from trouble, you can bounce back from problems, from hard things, and you could also need a break, all right? Number two is you gave it your all and you still need to back out. Oof, how many times have you realized that you absolutely did what you were supposed to do and you still need to rest and you still need to back out, and it's okay for you to tap out and change your mind and quit, even though, yeah, you did do what you were supposed to do. And I think one of the hard things about high achieving women, if you are a high achieving woman, you got the degree, you had the jobs, you went through the military, you got the master's, you want to get the PhD, you're climbing up the corporate ladder, or you're just a woman who you know how to hustle and get it done, and people define you as like the strong friend. Okay, well, listen, I'm talking to you, boo. It is okay for you to, number three, know that you are independent and still need other people. So it doesn't take away from you to lean on and to depend on others. But when you have been trapped by trauma, baby, let me tell you something. You can fake it all you want to, but what trauma will do is it will keep you in a cycle of needing to get something done. So that's at the top of the circle. Feeling like there's no one there for you. So you jump in to become the superwoman. You become emotionally and physically exhausted. Your body breaks down. And then you're back at the top of the circle of needing to get something done and then feeling like no one's there for you. And so you continuously go through this loop because you don't yet understand that you can be an independent woman and still need other people. All right. Here's number four. You were sure about that thing and things changed. Oh, let me tell you, I told you, that's why I pushed through the beginning of the episode, because I really wanted to like dive deep into this one, because this is the one that I think gets a lot of us faith-based believers, is when God opens a door and he does a thing and you are sure that this is the right way to go. And then things change. Things get different. A whole pandemic happens, or as me and my friend call it, the parallelogram. It's a whole pandemic out here. We just got trapped in the parallelogram, okay? We can get trapped in this thing. And all of a sudden, opportunities that we were sure about changed. And you have to learn how to be okay with the fact that God may have opened a door for you to go through something or have that job or move to this place and get that opportunity, and things changed, and it does not make you less of a person. I'm ministering to somebody right now. Like, I can literally feel it. Like, it is okay for you to know that you were so sure about it and things changed, and it's okay. That marriage that failed, that kid that you wanted to come home, the business that you started with a friend, the thing that you really were passionate about and you had total peace about, it changed. And unfortunately, you may have lost something within yourself thinking that you are now less than because things changed. You no longer feel the same way, or things just didn't work out. So release yourself from that pressure, okay? All right. Ooh, you are in my heart. Whoever you are listening to this and you really need to hear that, I'm praying for you. All right. So here is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here's number 5. Okay. You ready? You are a kind person and you have boundaries. Now, this is the one that has been hard for me, because my husband says that I am the queen of boundaries. I am good at telling people no. One of my best friends, she has a really good podcast. I've talked to you about her before. Her name is Jaquilla Hunter Matthews, and she has an amazing podcast. And let me tell you something, her and I have connected on there. And one of the things that her and I always talk about is we are both chronically ill warriors. So there are a lot of times where our yes has to be no really quick, because people will put demands on you to do something, or you may really want to do something. And it happens where I cannot choose between you and my physical body. Like, that's just not about to happen. So I am a kind person, and I also have boundaries. And I am wanting to tell you that sometimes when you are a woman who is very strong-willed, when you are a woman who's maybe been called the B word in times past, when you are a person who has a reputation for being commanding, and you are a female, it is very hard, because our culture accepts a commanding personality from men. But when it comes down to women, we have a very hard time accepting commanding women. And being commanding is not a gender trait. It is a person trait. Okay. It has nothing to do with your gender. But when you are a woman who has firm boundaries, you can sometimes be mistaken for being unkind. And that's not necessarily true. And another thing too is, I am a person who, I've taken the Enneagram test before, and I am a number 8, which is known as, you know, the defender. And 8s, we get a bad rap. So I am a Black female 8, which means that I have one of the more stronger, resolute, upfront personalities. And when I take personality tests, I am always the one who has the most commanding, leadership-driven presence. It's naturally who I am. And so I have often felt tormented by the fact that I wasn't as empathetic, sympathetic, sweet, or kind as most people. As a matter of fact, I never forget one time asking my husband, "Do you think I'm a kind person?" And he was like, "Yeah, no." And he laughed. And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he was just like, "Alexis, like, you're not the sweetest cookie in the jar. Like, you are the person who gives it to people real." And I hated that part of myself for a long time, but I had to come to terms with the fact that I am that person in necessary places in people's lives. And oftentimes my service to people, my ministry to people, the way I love people is through honesty and not sugarcoating the truth. Because in all seasons of everyone's life, no matter what Enneagram you are, somebody got to tell you the truth. And so a lot of times God sends me to people, but I had to learn, number one, as a wise person, how to tell people the truth. And number two, when to tell people the truth. Okay. I have heard this quote before, and I want you to remember this. Wisdom and knowledge are not the same thing. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit, but wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. So I need you to know that if you are a more strong-willed woman, I love you and more power to you. Hit me back on any social media handles at Alexis M Creative on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, because we need to talk about this. But two things can be true. Here's the point that I'm making. You are a kind person and you have boundaries. All right. Number 6. Here is a huge one. This has been tough for me, managing my life as a sickle cell warrior. So here's number 6. Other people have it worse than you. And guess what? Your pain is still valid. Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. Okay. Other people do have it worse than you. And also your pain is still valid. So have you ever, like, I'll just use myself for an example. As someone with sickle cell disease, there were large and long seasons of my life where I went without having a sickle cell crisis because my pain management was well balanced, number one. And number two, a lot of the things that I suffered with when it came to sickle cell happened to me a lot earlier in life. And I kind of learned through faith and through prayer how to manage my disease. And a lot of times I would feel guilty because I would be in these sickle cell groups on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram and hear these stories of fellow warriors being my age, going in hospitals, not making it out, constantly being sick, constantly not being able to get on their feet, not being able to graduate from college, not being able to keep a job. And I would feel like, God, I really don't have much to talk about or to add because I don't necessarily know if I want to even tell my story because from the outside looking in, I'm doing a lot better. And this statement, other people may have it worse than you, but your pain is still valid, Alexis. That for me was liberating and freeing because I often felt like I had no room to speak on the experiences of what it was like to have sickle cell disease because other people have it worse than me. But they both can be equally true at the same time. All right. And last but not least, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Here is number 7. Okay. You did your best and now you know more. Okay. So two things can be true. You absolutely gave it your best. And you also need to know more. Like there are things in your life where you can say, wow, I gave that relationship with my friend my best shot. I gave that job, that business my best shot. I gave it my all. I gave it my best. And there's still more that I need to know. And so it's okay for you. And I guess what we're explaining is what's called just juxtaposition, being in the middle. Two things that you're trying to make fit at once. So in one of my last podcast episodes, I believe it was episode number 3 or 4, where I talked about Sha'Carri Richardson is living in the fact that she may need accountability for her actions and she still needs to be shown grace for her situation. So we have to learn how to live in the and. Live in the middle, live knowing that two things can be true at one time. I remember talking to a young lady on Facebook and she was saying how she's in a new relationship with her husband, but she still has issues being reminded about her past with her ex-boyfriend and some of the things that her ex-husband, did to her. And I told her, you know, two things can equally be true. You can love your now husband and still be grieving over the past way that you were treated by somebody else. It doesn't make you less than, or it doesn't make you a good enough wife, or it doesn't make you an infidel or a cheater. If you still look back at that situation and still feel grief and hurt, just because you got something new does not mean that the past is still not the past. And so, that is so good. Just because you got something new does not mean that the past did not hurt. So God, in the book, let me pull this up. So I want to make sure that I'm quoting the scripture to you correctly. I know it's Isaiah. Yes, it is Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So in that season, he's announcing, hey, okay, look, listen, I'm doing something new and you cannot stay stuck in the past. But what that does not say is I want you to pretend like the past didn't happen. I want you to act like you were never hurt. I want you to pretend like you never went through a bad season because you got something new happening and springing forth now. No, a lot of times we need to learn and to look at what actually happened in the past that now makes me qualified and healthier in my future, but I'm not going to pretend like it did not exist. All right. So I want you to know that you are valuable. You are loved. Like God has a great, amazing plan for your life, but you really got to heal so that you don't stop growing at the age that you were wounded. Because when you don't learn to live in the in-between, when you don't learn to live understanding that you are resilient, but you also need a break. You gave it your all and you need to back out. You are an independent woman and you still need other people. You were sure about that situation and things changed. You are very kind and you also have boundaries. Other people may have it worse than you. Your pain is still valid. You did your best and now you know more. Living in the and, okay? Learning to live and know that two things about you can be equally true. That's how you heal. But when you live expecting so much from yourself, you live in what's called perfectionist behavior. And when you live in perfectionist behavior, not allowing yourself to see both possibilities, that's a place where you get stuck. It is, friend. You can get stuck there. You can absolutely get stuck emotionally when you don't allow yourself to face both the truth and be accepting of grace. So, as always, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to circle back around and talk to you about the Teach Me How to Pray opportunity. But I'm going to pray for you because I just felt that someone who's listening to this podcast episode really needed to hear that fourth point. You were sure about it and things changed. You had the prophetic dream. You got the word. You stood at the altar. You called your pastor. You talked to the therapist. You talked to your friends and you were sure about it. But somewhere in there, things changed and you cannot stay stuck there. So let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for my friend listening on the other side of the screen. God, I pray that you set them free from unfair expectations. Yeah, that's the word, of how they should have been, how they should have performed, what should have happened. And I pray that you give them the grace to move on, to shake the dust off their feet, and to not allow the residue of the past to stay with them while you are allowing new things to spring up and to spring forth in their life. I thank you that they understand, God, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, which means that you did not make a mistake when you made them, and you gave them every single thing they needed to be able to get through this next season. You are capable, you are loved, and you have everything that you need. You have what it takes right now. So God, I pray that you just imprint that into their soul, into their mind as they go throughout their day, and they come out of the bondage of expecting so much from themselves and from other people, and that they could come to you knowing, God, that you are the only wise God and you're really ready and willing to talk to them about how to live in the in-between and what they need to do with their next steps, because the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. I thank you for these things now. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Well, listen, if you are a fan of this podcast and if you love this podcast episode, please leave me a review. Life with Lex is my baby and I am excited to use my voice to help you heal. So leave me a review, download this podcast. Also, last but not least, you know, talk to me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. My handle is the same on all of them, Alexis M. Creative. And listen, I have a cool shirt that's out right now. So if you go to thecherishedwoman.com, that is a reflection of something that I wholly and fully believe. And those are the words, you have what it takes right now. So listen, I am a recovering perfectionist and I am someone who wasted a lot of time trying to get things as perfect as possible before I launched because I was scared. And so what I did was I would gather knowledge and I would gather education and I would gather wisdom and I would, you know, look at all the resources and do all the research and I would do, you know, just stall on things, not put them out. And I was doing that thinking that I was doing myself a favor, but really, truly, deep down inside, I was afraid to face some things that I knew I needed to do. And so that t-shirt, it is available at thecherishedwoman.com. And it's just a simple reminder to you and to others to get busy. You have what it takes right now. All right? All right. Well, my friend, we have reached the end of this episode together. And I have had fun with you. Now listen, I promised you at the beginning of this episode that I was going to talk to you about an upcoming opportunity. On September 28th, 29th, and 30th, I am hosting a 3-day learning and praying experience with my new launch called Teach Me How to Pray. And I want to pull together a powerful group of women of faith from all walks of life, for us to get together and gather, learn about prayer, and then pray, because there are some crazy things going on in this world right now. And I believe that God wants to use the voice of women to help push and propel this next phase of life that we are in forward. So all you have to do is go to thecherishedwoman.com, where you can grab my latest ebook and you can sign up to be a part of that prayer initiative. Well, friends, this has been the end of our time together. If you love this podcast episode, give me a rating in the App Store. You can also send me a DM on Instagram at Alexis M Creative, or Facebook, same handle, Alexis M Creative. And you can also find any post related to this podcast at hashtag The Healed Life. Well, this has been Alexis M Lott, and you are doing Life with Lex. I cannot wait to see you soon.